Hello, I'm John Jason with the BBC News. The so-called Batman shooter James Holmes has been found guilty of killing 12 cinema goers in the American state of Colorado in 2012. 70 people were also injured when the 27-year-old opened fire in a packed cinema showing the Batman film The Dark Knight Rises just outside the city of Denver. David Willis reports from Los Angeles.
Holmes surrendered to the police in a car park outside the cinema, and whilst his legal team never sought to deny he committed the massacre, they argued that he was insane at the time and should be spared the death penalty. But after hearing nearly 3 months of evidence, it took the jury less than 2 days to find James Holmes guilty. That same jury will now have to decide whether he spends the rest of his life in jail or faces the death penalty.
The FBI says it's found nothing tying the gunman who killed 4 US Marines in Tennessee to an international terrorist organization. It said it was still looking for a motive. 24-year-old Kuwaiti-born Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz attacked 2 naval buildings in Chattanooga on Thursday. He was eventually shot dead by police. Gary O'Donoghue is in Chattanooga.
Police yellow tape seals off the area around the house in which Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz lived, as investigators attempt to piece together what led to these attacks. Law enforcement officials say there is no indication that others were involved, and no one else has been taken into custody. However, FBI investigators will be taking a long look at 2 blog posts, apparently authored by Abdulaziz, on Monday, and to reports that he may have travelled to the Middle East at some stage.
A ceremony will be held in the village of Rabova in eastern Ukraine to honour the passengers and crew of the Malaysian airliner which was shot down above the area 1 year ago today. The plane is widely thought to have been shot down by Russian-backed rebels. Tom Burridge reports from Rabova.
Local people will gather to honour the 298 men, women and children who were killed when Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 was shot down as it flew high above this region where there is still a war. There'll be another memorial service later today in the Netherlands, a country that lost 196 people on board that plane. 2 Dutch-led investigations are looking into who and what shot the plane down.
Hungary has unveiled the first section of a border fence to stem the flow of migrants. The Interior Minister, Sandor Pinter, said inmates in Hungarian prisons were assembling the basic elements of the fence, which will be 4 metres high and will run along the border between Hungary and Serbia. The government also announced plans to criminalise those who try to enter the country illegally. Hungary faces the biggest influx of asylum seekers in the European Union. I'm John Jason. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. Eyewitnesses to twin blasts in northeastern Nigeria have given harrowing evidence about the scene in the city of Gombe after the explosions. They said victims were bursting like exploding towers and body parts were littering the streets. At least 49 people were killed in the blasts at the market on Thursday, blamed on Boko Haram militants. A study is being carried out in Sierra Leone to try to establish whether Ebola can be passed on through sexual contact with male survivors of the virus. The World Health Organization says it's a strong possibility. Previous research suggests Ebola can stay in semen for at least 3 months after recovery from the virus. Tulip Mazumbla reports from Freetown.
Around 100 men will give regular samples to try and establish how long the virus stays in the body and whether people are still infectious during that time. Survivors are being urged to use condoms until more is known and for at least 3 months after testing negative. This unprecedented outbreak has created thousands of survivors, some of whom are reporting joint pains and problems with their vision. But the most common complaint is continuing isolation and stigmatisation in their communities.
The Defence Ministry in London has revealed that 3 British pilots and at least 20 other military personnel have been involved in US-led military action against Islamic State conducted over Syrian airspace, despite a parliamentary vote against military action there. The Defence Secretary, Michael Fallon, has made it clear that he believes Britain should expand its military action against Islamic State. The legendary Uruguayan forward, Alcides Edgardo Giga, who scored the winning goal against Brazil in the 1950 World Cup, has died at the age of 88. Giga scored the deciding goal 10 minutes before the end of the World Cup final match in Rio's newly built Maracanã Stadium. Only 3 people have silenced the Maracanã, Giga once said, the Pope, Frank Sinatra, and me. BBC News.